Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I promised you that Evelyn Clark would be here, and we're having a little technical difficulty hooking up with her, and we're going to keep trying, but until we do, I want to continue to talk about this topic that we went to the break a minute ago, I was talking about, and that's the election that's happening in Iraq right now. Those of you who have heard the show before, you won't be surprised to know that I think that what's happening in Iraq right now is a good thing. I think any time we can do whatever we can to help people have freedom, I think that we should be doing that. We don't have the right to be happy. We have to make that on our own. We don't have the right to be healthy. Who knows what life has in store for us? We don't have the right to be rich or beautiful or popular or any of those things. I don't think that as a human being, that those are anything, those are things that we have a right to have. Some of them is what we're given, and we have to make the best of it. And some of them, of those things, are things that we can create for ourselves or not. But I do think that human beings on planet Earth have the right to be free. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that if you give a human being the opportunity to be free, to walk around in quiet enjoyment, to be peaceful, to own property, to have hope for their own future, but especially to be hopeful for the future of their children, to bring children into the world and not worry about what's going to happen to them when they grow up. I think human beings have the right to do that, and I think we should help others claim that right. I think those of us like you and me, and any of us, any people listening in free countries right now, all around the world, I think we have the right. We have an obligation. You and I, we have a right to be free, but you and I have an obligation to help others to be free. I really believe that, and it's so exciting to me to see how people behave when they're given the opportunity to be free, when they're given the opportunity to have some liberties, to own property themselves, and to not worry about whether the government's going to take it away from them, or to not worry about, and also the ability to say what they want to say, like I'm saying what I want to say right now, and your ability, your choice to listen or not to listen. And look at all the choices that you and I have, that we have in free countries. In Iraq right now, there are many, many newspapers. There are radio stations. There are talk shows. This is a free press. Now, I don't know how well organized it is, but there is a free press emerging in Iraq right now. And I'm very excited about that. And as you know, as I said earlier, in the next 24 hours, approximately 15 million Iraqis will go to the polls. They'll stick their finger in a little bottle of purple ink to brand themselves a person who desires freedom, to let the world know, I have the courage of my convictions. I am willing to not only vote, not only stand in line in a polling line and go into the polls and vote for the candidate of my choice. Hundreds of 400, I think, political parties, and who knows how many candidates, to have all those choices. They're saying I'm prepared to not only do those things, but to dip my finger in indelible ink that doesn't wash off easily, and to stick my finger in the air, and maybe in the eye of the people who don't want me to have this freedom, who don't care about me having this freedom, I'm prepared to wave this finger in the air to those people who might shoot me. I'm prepared to do that because they can't shoot all of us. I think that's what the Iraqis are saying. And I'm so proud of them for that courage. I'm proud of them the way that they're carving out their own country over there. I'm proud of Americans and the other coalition forces for what they're doing over there, that they're helping those people to do this, and some a great sacrifice, enormous sacrifice. And God bless all of those men and women, wherever they came from. Some of them you've met on this show before. In fact, on Friday, we're planning on getting June Reed, an American, not a military person, an American civilian just like you and me, who's over there right now helping them. Hopefully we're going to have June on the show on Friday to give us a report about what's happening in Iraq these immediately following the election. And in fact, tomorrow, when we're on the air, the election will have just about been completed. But by Friday, certainly we'll know a lot more. But I'm so proud of the courageous people like June Reed and the members of our military who've gone over to Iraq to help these folks have some self-determination. At the end of World War II, there were 20 democracies on planet Earth. As of this year, there are approximately 120 democracies on planet Earth. That can't be a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen. That has got to be a good thing. Look at where we were even 10 to 15 years ago before the fall of the Soviet Union. Look at all the new democracies that have sprung up in that former place. Now, yes, there are challenges, but those are called growing pains. Some of them are not pretty, but they are called growing pains. And one of the things I like to point out to people about what's happening in Iraq, we need to be more patient. The idea that these people have been able to go from being under a dictator to voting on a four-year government in less than 3 years is incredible. And you've heard me say this before, folks. Democracy is not a chia pet. You don't just add water and go to sleep and wake up the next morning and you've got a full head of democracy. That's not the way it works. It takes time. And I think what's happened in Iraq is breathtaking, the speed with which they've done this over there. So whether you're happy about the fact that we went into Iraq, I hope that you can stop for a moment and say, you know what, we're there. The Iraqis are taking control of their country. They're fighting the insurgents and the terrorists and the murderers, the suicide murderers, the people who would kill little children. They're fighting those people, and they're claiming their own country, and we help them to do that. And I'd like to think that regardless of which side of this issue you come down on, you would be happy about the fact that Iraqis are going to be free, which, as you know, I believe is our right. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery
is gone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.